This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The G7 summit got underway Friday in Japan. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
According to China, the meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came about amid discussions between envoy Li Hui and Ukraine's foreign minister. The envoy's visit followed an earlier phone call between Zelensky and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ukrainian officials say that over 2 days, Li and Ukrainian
We will have that report coming up for you in the next hour. Meantime, an Australian doctor held captive by al-Qaeda-linked extremists for more than 7 years in West Africa has been released and is back with his family. The Australian government said on Friday Dr. Kenneth Elliott and his wife were abducted in January of 2016 near the Burkina Faso border with Mali, where they had operated a 120-bed clinic for more than 40 years. His wife, Jocelyn Elliott, was freed after 3 weeks. Assailants killed three rangers and another member of their convoy in an ambush in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday, according to the Congo Institute of Nature Conservation. The attackers struck at the Virunga National Park, which is home to half of the global population of endangered mountain gorillas and the scene of frequent militia attacks. The ICCN said six other people were injured in that attack. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. In other news, Italy's rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages in northern Italy that were cut off from highways, electricity, and cell phone service following heavy rains and flooding. Farmers in the Emilia-Romagna region are warning of heavy losses, and authorities have begun mapping out cleanup and reconstruction plans. The death toll from the rains that pushed two dozen rivers and tributaries to burst their banks stood at 9, and some people are still unaccounted for. Canada is calling for foreign help to combat wildfires burning out of control and spreading across vast swaths of the western half of the country. The fires that have devastated oil-producing Alberta province have, in recent days, spread to neighboring British Columbia and Saskatchewan, as well as the Northwest Territories. Some 2,500 Canadian firefighters are battling the blaze. They have been deployed across the Alberta region to try to tame those fires, which have already burned more than a half million hectares of forests and grasslands and destroyed many homes and businesses. U.S. prosecutors say that superiors of the Massachusetts Air National Guardsmen charged with leaking highly classified military documents and had raised concerns internally on multiple occasions about his handling or viewing of classified information. The Justice Department lawyers made the disclosure this week in court papers, urging the magistrate judge to keep Jack Teixeira behind bars while he awaits trial in the case stemming from the most consequential intelligence leak in years. Prosecutors say Teixeira continued leaking documents even after he was admonished by superiors on two separate occasions last year over concerning actions he took related to classified information. Other news, the shipwreck of a Chinese fishing vessel which capsized in a remote location in the Indian Ocean has been discovered on Thursday after 2 days of on-site search and rescue work as the hunt for potential survivors continues there. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.